Welcome, everybody, back to E2 Insights Media Network. I'm Daryl, and what do? Well, I just love discovering new things and new people on Earth, too, and talking all about that. Most of the time, that means that I have somebody very interesting to talk to, and those people are usually movers and shakers that I see doing different things on Earth, too, and today is not the exception. I have a representative or... Well, I'm not sure, but there is the Kraken Network or the Kraken Channel. I'm ignorant, but I want Derek to explain a little bit more to us about that.
Hey, guys. How you doing? My handle on E2's Admiral Decon. We started the Kraken Guild basically to bring piracy into Earth, too. You know, everybody at one point in time wanted to be a pirate. So... why not? You know, let's do it. So, me and Smog, we found Tobago at one point in time, and we just decided to start building there. And over time, we just started building. Now our Discord group's up to about 150 people. We have like ongoing like 12 projects, and we have more projects that we're already planning for the future. So it's looking amazing what we're doing right now. You know, just going from two guys bullshitting to, you know, almost being a business. It's amazing.
That is hilarious. Yeah. I think the concept is wonderful. I read your, you know, your Discord, bring piracy back to the Caribbean. I love it. I think it's great. But let me ask you this, my friend, within that vision, is there a vision for children? Will you have a place where children can come and be pirates and just have a good time?
Tell you the truth, I never thought of it. But up in Discovery Bay, that's one of our northern plots. It's on Port Elizabeth. We have a father that really wants to bring education and to, so he wants to set up museums, education centers. And he was talking about doing, you know, like a type of Blue's Clues type deal. So to educate his children on Earth too. And like, you know, if he wants to go do a historical type deal, he could take him to, you know, Paris and show him around and stuff like that. That's what his idea was. And, you know, if they want to be pirates, why not?
Well, like you said, everybody at one point wanted to be a pirate. And that's usually in our childhood. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's a good thing. I have an idea also. I want to do, and I want to start this ASAP, I would like to do a treasure hunt on Tobago and other areas that you guys are doing. Of course, I'm gonna buy land for that purpose, you know. But I think, you know, a treasure hunt would be pretty awesome.
You can't have pirates without treasure.
That's right. So you got to do that treasure hunt. What tile is the treasure on?
Exactly.
I just have to figure out how to format that. But I do think that, of course, obviously, a life of debauchery is always going to be a part of piracy, but if we can keep some innocence in it for the kids, that'd be nice.
Well, yeah, at the same time, though, we also been doing, like, looking into the folklore of Tobago, and, you know, there's, like, ghost spirits, there's, you know, demon women, and, you know, all these cultures bring all their folklore together, and it evolved into this culture that is just outstanding and so depth in history that we just want to probably have like quest and items evolving around this folklore. So if you might see ghosts coming around or like, you know, old pirates coming from the water, it's going to be pretty interesting.
That is quite interesting. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be quite the place. And, but I'm still, and I'm sure you're more knowledgeable than I am. I'm just still at my wit's end trying to figure out. And I'm seeing the thing is, I'm not a gamer, so maybe I'm ignorant, but I can't. How are we going to, you know, how are we going to build? How are we going to create these, you know, ghosts coming out of the water? I mean, how do we even do that?
Truthfully, I couldn't answer you that right now. It's too speculative for me to even think about it.
Right.
It's all up in my brain what I actually want to do, but actually doing it, it's going to be a whole different thing.
I understand. Now, you said that this has almost become a business from two guys joking around and just messing around. explain the business. What type of business ideas? Because I think we all have in the back of our head something we want. I know I have three businesses, my Insights Media that you're on right now being one of them, but I have two other businesses that I'm starting up for Earth 2 purposes, and I'm not asking you to divulge necessarily or whatever you have going on, but how is that evolving? Tell us as much as you can about the business side of this.
Well, you got to think about it. You're putting your actual money into this game. So you're actually getting a return on your investment just by putting tiles down on the board. You know, so in the long run, that is an investment. So you're making money there. You know, I'm a day trader type guy. So like, I'm all about the financials. So if I put money in, I want to get a return on my investment over time. That's a business proposition right there.
Yeah.
Secondly, you got the passive income. So we're thinking about renting out properties, you know, then of course you got your advertisement. Like we set up Hyrule Island, all Zelda. So we're hoping to target, you know, Nintendo, get them to advertise and do all this stuff for us. So we bring in revenue that way as well. And lastly, we're thinking about doing merch, you know, selling t-shirts and so on and so forth down the line if we ever get really popular.
Nice. Yeah, well, I think you're popular already. How many different people do you think you have investing on your land? I mean, purchasing land with you.
We have like major like 10 to 15 guys that are really putting a lot of effort in. But, you know, we always have those guys that are putting in like, you know, just a couple dollars here and there. But every dollar counts. So,
well, it's all going towards the same thing. Now, I've noticed that you have different projects and you already mentioned a couple of them. Hyrule Island and the Education Bay. Tell us more about some of the projects that you have going on.
One of our newest additions is called Minty Mindy Islands. He actually just joined our guild probably this week. He brought his project with him. And this project is all about, like, you know, water sports, tiki, you know, bars, partying, retail stores. And it's all in these islands. And then he's going to have like player versus player area. He's going to have, you know, a nudist beach if you're interested in that. That's one of the major projects that we're really excited about.
Nice.
Yeah. It's mainly just Tobago is our main location where we're building out of because we want to make it a nation. You know, Kraken Guild owns Tobago. That's our end goal. It's going to take a lot of money to do that for sure. But we want to make a superpower out of it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, how much vision, well, before I move on to something a little bit more serious, I just have to kind of enjoy the moment of imagining nude avatars. How does that even work?
I can't tell you. It's, you know, virtual reality is making amazing improvements. If you actually looked on, like, what do you call them? The Oculus, there's the humans on there are pretty detailed. So I'm pretty sure nudist people would probably be pretty realistic. And
well, you know, up to this moment, I've only thought about the terrain as being very realistic. But I guess the avatars, you know, they're not going to look like Minecraft avatars, are they?
No, even if you look at, like, videos of Decentraland, that's another game kind of like this, their avatars are pretty okay looking. So,
Wow. That is quite incredible. I'll have to go check that out. Now, what's your vision? And you may not have one, right? But I'm just imagining, you know, people who are innovative like you, your partners, usually you're people of vision. I mean, I can imagine Earth 2 becoming the nesting place for the new Jeff Bezos, the new Elon Musk, the new Albert Einstein, the new Bill Gates. I mean, I feel like people are going to become Earth 2 famous and Earth 2 wealthy and Earth 2 influential. And I look at you and your partner and your other partners, honestly, as being those type of people. What do you have a bigger vision for Earth 2? Like you said, you want to be a superpower. So if you're getting a superpower amongst other superpowers, how do you see this affecting, you know, is like there a politics? Is there, how does it, what do you see for the future of Earth 2?
Truthfully, in the short term, it's going to be a great place to be. But in the long term, it's going to get nasty, for sure.
Uh-oh.
There's going to, you have to realize, people have different views. So, you know, we might have a guild war here and there. You know, it's going to happen. It's, we don't know what's going to happen 5 years down the road. But I envision a lot of bad stuff's going to happen in the long run. That's why we want to build up our defenses and all this stuff.
My goodness.
It's, you know, a lot of people are talking about they want to make Earth 2 a better place, but
yeah.
You know, humans are flawed as a human, you know, as a being, you know. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of fighting, a lot of wars going around. But
I guess,
you know, really we're a pirate guild, so we're going to be going out there stealing stuff. So
what? That is hilarious. Do I have to watch out? I have to watch my back.
If you're in the Caribbean, watch out.
That is too much. I'm loving it. Now, wait a second though. If I buy land, let's say I buy land in front of one of your cantinas or something, you know, maybe that's not the right word for it. But I buy land right there in the middle of the nastiest part of the piracy kingdom. What if I decide on my land to put up a church and put up a bullhorn and start, you know, preaching to the pirates? How would that blow over?
I guess you could do it. It's your land overall, but there's going to be some repercussions for it. You know, you're probably going to have zero customers in your church.
Not the wisest choice. Oh, that is too much. Well, this is the first time I'm hearing this perspective. I mean, I've heard a lot about the gameplay and the potential war and all that could happen amongst nations. I mean, you know, like you say, we're flawed. So it would be nice to paint it as this is going to be a culturally sensitive world, but I guess the bottom line is it's going to be what we make it. Right?
Exactly. And you have to also look at it at a different angle. If one guild has something that you need and you need it desperately, what are you going to do? You're not going to just sit there. You're going to go attack. So, yeah.
But how much do you think the founders would potentially intervene in something like that? Because I mean, if my land is being taken advantage of, don't I have a right claim with the founders to say, hey, this is not what I bargained for?
What I understand from like the messages that the devs been putting out on to the official Discord was that you cannot like lose your tiles. But I don't know.
But
like, you say I attack you, I can't steal your tiles. But
okay.
But I don't know if we could do stuff above your tiles, like on your land or your buildings. I think that's like a total different game. Right.
Well, it's all a part of the game, you know. that's quite interesting. I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. I'm definitely investing the little bit I have because I'm not big financially speaking, but I am investing in your project. So, you know, I plan to do things there that will be, you know, beneficial for myself and hopefully, like I said, for kids and stuff. So I will probably try to seek out that one little area that you spoke about. If you don't mind, if you can send me a link to that, to my Discord.
Yeah, for sure. Discovery Bay. I'll send it to you when we get done with this, man.
All right, yeah. Because I wouldn't want to spoil the adult fun by having a bunch of kids running around.
For sure.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that Earth 2 is a great platform for all types of things. You know, we've got these different cities, these different guilds. Now, how can I become a part of your guild? Is it just by purchasing land? Or is there an agreement? Or how does that work?
We basically do it on, like, you know, you sign up on our website. And then we have these like training docs. It's basically just, hey, do you agree to, you know, these rules, like, you know, be kind to each other, you know, it's basic pledge that you take.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's basically without every guild. And that's just, so afterwards, if you want to get higher up in rank, it adjusts, like, you know, we have certain standards, I guess you would say.
Sure. The piracy.
Yeah.
And is it okay to be a part of your guild and other guilds, or how does that work? I don't know if I'm officially a part of any guild.
I don't know. We take a lot of time. So, you know, we got a lot of ambassadors. Like, we have, you know, Valhalla Village. We got Tian. We got all these villages come in, and they buy property. So they set up their embassies with us. So if you wanted to do something like that, that could work. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm already invested, so I'm out. You'll probably see my application.
Now, I saw that you were doing something with United Korea. I think you were doing something like that. Was that you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me, man. United Korea. I appreciate you asking about that. Do you want to know a little bit more about that project?
Sure. It's your recording, man.
Exactly. That's true. Well, you know, United Korea is me being the optimist and hoping that the game can be beneficial to the real world in some way. And I believe that it can, like your father who wants to, you know, educate kids. What I want to do, I'm not Korean, but I've always been in love with Korea. My father was a part of the Korean conflict years ago with the United States. And it's just always been something I really appreciate, and I appreciate the plight of the Korean people, the North Korean people. And so what I wanted to do with United Korea is create a city on the edge of South Korea and North Korea that I was hoping, because I was ignorant, that everybody would come and buy land on. Of course, I've been recently educated that I'm the one that has to create the infrastructure, and I don't have the money.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, I had no idea. I just thought people would come. And I didn't really understand. I started this game in January, in the middle of January. So, but the bottom line is, a couple people with vision have backed me up and have promoted me a little bit. And the idea is this. Everyone who purchases land in United Korea is basically taking an oath to the Korean people that when they are liberated, hopefully sometime soon, we, who have taken the oath, will organize and donate 1/10 of the land that we've purchased to the North Korean people. So that I believe that one tile can end up being, you know, worth as much as a Bitcoin. That's how I see this growing. So I believe that if we can separate, you know, 1,000 tiles, 20,000 tiles over time for the North Korean people, and then donate to that to them when they liberate themselves, I think that'll be a nice nest egg for them to get involved in the game, become a part of the game, and actually have, you know, a way to have some livelihood. Because at this moment, as you know, they can't play. They don't have the internet. They don't, or if they do have it, it's limited, you know. So that's kind of my
interesting.
So yeah, go over there, purchase some land in United Korea. It's your land, you know. Obviously, it's just I started it, but it's your land. And then you just kind of take an oath to yourself. And you know, just kind of remember, we'll remind everybody when the day comes, hey, guys, North Korea is liberated. Let's form a guild. Let's do something to bring these tiles and be able to donate this to the North Korean people. So that's the idea right there.
Cool.
So please don't come attack me.
You're pretty far away from the Caribbean, so you don't really have to worry.
We're a little bit distant, right? So when you see those North Korean flags on your land, it could potentially be me. There are North Koreans who play the game, but we all know that those are probably the privileged North Koreans. But I use the North Korean flag in solidarity with the people. I'm American. I'm here in Riverside, California. And I know that you guys have four founders, I believe, or four partners. Is that correct?
We started with two, and we've been in growing over time. So like we got a bunch of captains, a bunch of lieutenants. I don't really, you know, it's been more of a group collaboration, I guess you would say.
Okay, yeah. Somebody told me that there were four basic fouls.
So we have two main ones, but, you know, we built over time, and we got about...
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Tell me, where are you guys from? Are you guys?
We're from all over the world, man. Most of the guys are from Australia. I'd say about like 95% are from Australia. I'm from Michigan. And we have guys in England, South Africa, Italy. We're all over the world. So we're on the Discord all day long, 24 hours, because we're all up at different times.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And let's take a moment just to talk about you. Your name is Derek, and you're one of the founders of the Kraken Guild. Your main projects are bringing piracy back to the Caribbean. But what about you? What can you tell us about you, your life, your hobbies, your joys, your family, your experiences?
Ah, jeez, man. You know, I was been in the military for a long time, so I'm a military guy. Let's see. And then, you know, finding work after getting out of the military is really complicated because once you go to school, everybody's like all young and you're like the old guy in the class and you're just like, what the hell's going on? So I got a bachelor's degree, but in anthropology. So I'm like real in depth into like the history and the architecture and archaeology and stuff like that. So that's one of the things that drew me to Earth too. You know, let's see. Yeah. Right now, due to COVID, I got laid off. So I've been playing on the computer for most of the time. And that's about it, man.
Well, that's cool, my friend. Now, you guys are in a deep freeze right now.
Oh, yeah. We're expected to get about 8 inches of snow today.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Wow. That's incredible. Well, you know, we do appreciate you taking the time. Very few people are able to do it the same day or almost the same day when I ask for an interview.
It's all good, man.
And, yeah, we appreciate you taking this time out of your day, out of your busy Kraken Guild activities. And, you know, I'll send you a link to this video. And please send me a link to the Discovery Island. And I'm going to make sure if there's any tile left, I'm going to buy as much as I can. And I want to start my little treasure hunt with
sounds outstanding. You might lose your treasure once you dig it up, you know, but you could do it.
Remember that part is for kids. Okay, I don't want to see any pirates, any swashbucklers coming down on ropes, taking. taking the treasure away from the
yeah, economy. I'm pretty sure we could set up like a little Goonies section. Hey, you guys.
Well, it does need to be entertaining. It does need to be entertaining, so that's totally cool. Right now, of course, we're not in that phase yet. So I'll be doing something that's just relevant to what we're able to work with at this moment. Probably just clues on where to find the treasure, and I'll be putting it on my website, And you'll see. We'll have some fun with it. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time, brother. And just I hope that your projects are always
I appreciate successful. It, bro.
All right.
All right, have you too. Later.